The sprawling parking lot at the 15-year-old Geneva Lakes Raceway is near empty, and the only action left on the track is a flock of lounging geese. Inside the clubhouse, there is slightly more activity.
Six.
Flipping through his racing guide, one of a dozen gamblers stands at a cashier's window and places what's known as a simulcast bet. The mostly elderly crowd is scattered at several tables surrounded by a wall of televisions, silently airing horse and dog races from around the country. A customer who gives his name as Norman says he's still at the track every day it's open.
It's something for us to do, the older people, retired people. Where else are we going to go?
Sam, a retiree who says the track is his life, says he could care less whether the races are live or simulcast.
Oh yeah, I'll be here, yeah. I come about 5 days a week.
Another customer, Jerry, has always come to Geneva Lakes just for the simulcasts. Those may continue for several more months, but Jerry says he's realizing his gambling habits may need to change.
I'll probably just cut back and not go nearly as much.
Even though gambling at Geneva Lakes is winding down, the future of the remaining 200 greyhounds up for adoption is a winning one. Pam Nemeth heads the track's adoption program. She says she has no doubt that all of the dogs, ages 2 to 5, will find homes.
We're averaging about one a day, or a little bit more, yeah, when we used to average about 8 or 10 a month.
Nemeth says things have been so busy, she hasn't had time to consider her own plans. The Geneva Lakes Greyhound track is closing, mainly because it says it can't compete with the slot machines at Indian casinos. The site is most likely set for another commercial development. Odds are, whatever takes the track's place, this unusual community of gamblers, employees, and friends will be lost. Marcy Roland Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Delavan.